Welcome back to the Mindset Entrepreneur video podcast, and thank you for joining us for another edition. I am here with my special guest today, Louise Thomas, the owner and president of Modular Cleaning Concepts. Louise, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So Louise, I guess I'd love to start out by learning a little bit about where your passion and influences came from as a young kid. I know you're from Brazil originally, but if you could kind of talk about where your entrepreneurial passion stemmed from.
Yeah, I'm originally from Brazil, as you know, and you know, I was raised by a Christian family with, you know, good values, and in Brazil we all like to be, you know, soccer players and things like that. So growing up, I was always seeing my parents as really good example of integrity and honesty, and I have a particular uncle that was very attractive to me because he worked with sales and he would travel and do things. And I always, you know, got fascinated by his approach to life and business and everything. And I think that was one of my influences in this regard.
Would you say, Louise, that Modular, you're kind of the Pele of professional cleaning companies? Is that safe to say?
I wish. hopefully one day. We are still developing, we are doing better than average, but, you know, Pelé is the man, so hopefully one day.
Well, and, you know, I got to tell you, Louis, something funny. I learning a little bit about your background, I know when you were an entrepreneur when you were younger, you had to bike to collect some of your payments. So that's the true entrepreneurial spirit right there, right?
It was indeed. Actually, I didn't need to do that, but there was a particular month that we used to get one cruzeiro, I think was the currency at that point, a month as you know, like something that your parents give you an allowance, I guess that's the name here. And one month I didn't get it because there was, and that's pennies. And I thought, you know, I will make my own money, but I will help home too. So I decided to find a job. I was 12 or 13 years old, maybe even younger than that. And all I had was my bike. So I spoke with a man from the church that, you know, he owned a pharmacy, and if he would have something for me after school. And he said, you know, that's what you could do. And I loved doing that. I just embraced it and I never thought was like, oh, I'm working. I loved it.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So, Louise, you know, I know in my experience running company and working with different cleaning companies in the past, I know one of my frustration points is I feel like when I've met with different cleaning companies, they basically kind of tell me their process. This is what we do. This is how much it is. They measure the space. They see the rooms and I get a quote and off it goes. And I know your customers appreciate that you have a very different approach to that. So if you could, we're all about differentiation as an entrepreneur. So Louise, if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the idea we have when we created Modular is to not create anything new, but rather get what is in there already. So everybody works with those elements. But unless you order it and you make something special out of those elements, then you're just one more. And those elements are areas, frequency, and tasks. So any cleaning company or any service company will deal with areas, will deal with the frequency and the tasks. Our approach is to make those three elements to work for each customer as they need, not as I, as the service provider, determined, but maybe you have a need for five times a week for one area, but not for others. So what we are able to do is to really combine those modules, therefore the name Modular, and offer the customer the service they need and charge them for that. So that's what makes us a little different.
So it feels like, if I'm understanding you correctly, it feels like, I know many businesses tend to be agenda-driven, but it tends to be, you're actually advising and educating your customers on, hey, this is what we suggest. You tell me what your needs are around area frequency tasks, but you're not going to tell them they need something if you don't genuinely think they need it.
Absolutely not. In fact, unless the customer really needs us, it might sound a little harsh, but unless the customer needs us, we have no interest working there. either we will improve our customers' business because we are there, or we shouldn't be there. And that means really understanding what they need, fulfilling that, and making them so satisfied with our service that they don't need to think about it. Therefore, they will concentrate on whatever is their core business.
Oh, that's
so great. If it's a bank, they shouldn't be worried about cleaning or any, it's a, you know, dentist's office. So once you forget about cleaning, because you are doing it the way we promise, then you have time to really concentrate on whatever you do as your core business. And we will work in partnership to get you there.
And I know that one of the things that's consistent with successful entrepreneurs is their values and their integrity. And I noticed that one of the first things I noticed when I learned about your company is you don't use contracts. And that's pretty unorthodox. So there could be downside to that, but yet you're doing that. So why that decision, Luis?
Yeah, this is very simple for us, in fact. We believe that the moment I made you a promise, you know, that's what you're going to deliver, that promise should be enough to guide our behavior, our performance at your business. So we don't need any safety net. We don't need to tie you to a contract, and then we can relax because there is a contract behind everything. So before you are able to fire us because you're not performing, you need to, you know, to go through this hurdle or that hurdle. Now, for me, it's as simple as that. Either we deliver what we promised, or you're very free to kick us out. And so it's on us as the service provider, not on you as a customer, to stay employed. By the other hand, if we do what we said what we would do, and you know we perform the way we said, you have no reason to get rid of us. So it's very simple. As long as we do what we promise, which you know anyone should expect anyway, we are good. Now, if you have a problem, you know, God forbid, you are, you know, in financial difficulties or anything, so you're still free. You know, we are still in partnership. So if cutting us is what you're going to make your business go through, cut us. And when you can, you know, when you're ready to come back, we're going to be there and you're going to go back without a contract.
Well, and I know, Luis, another layer of that integrity for you is the fact that you're not growing your business through advertising and marketing, and you're really heavily focused on reviews and referrals to drive people. And that, I think, supports what you're talking about as well.
That's correct. The idea is probably this approach won't give us the fastest growth ever, but we really don't need the fastest growth ever. We need a growth in a pace that we can sustain. So we really need to be able to maintain everything that brought us here, rather than getting too big and trying to embrace the world and then being one more company, service company.
Yeah, and I know, Luis, that statistics can be very powerful. And I know in looking into some of the background, in the last almost 4 years, you've only lost two customers. And even those two customers, they were even in the early side of that. So what is it that you do that makes customers want to stay and give you that comfort level?
I used to say, I stopped because it might be misinterpreted, but the only thing that is better than our service is our customer service. Now, that's disputable because our service is pretty good. Now, customer service is, for me, is more than just, you know, send emails and surveys or anything. We really are present. So, you know, we are present by the very beginning of the service when we have the contact, when we make the promises. Right after the first service, we go and check and see if everything goes right. And then we are constantly visiting. So if you take a look at our Google reviews, probably 85% of them mentions that the owner is always visiting, the owner is always checking. And really, that gives our customers assurance that we care. That it's more than just like another customer. You know, if you are my customer, then we are in partnership. I really care. I really care not just for your business, but also for my business inside yours. So we really can keep our promise. And that's a good way to check on my own people, great people I have working with us. You know, but sometimes when you do something so often, you may get blind for details or things like that. So by visiting and by being there, to be very honest, if there is something wrong, I can see that and fix that before the customer sees it. So the customer is always happy, and you know, we are happy too because we keep employed.
And I know that you are you're fluent in Spanish and Portuguese as well as English. I know that you service residential and commercial in one-time opportunities. And I know that you're green sale certified and environmentally friendly. So those are three other differentiators that you do.
That's correct. We really concentrate more on the commercial side. The residential side, we do mostly when it's relevant to the commercial side. So let's say a president of a company that we service says, oh, look, you do such a great job here. Would you clean my house? So absolutely, I will. But we don't go after houses or anything like that. Now, we help people because many people come to us, and we know great people that are house cleaners, so we always refer them. So anyone that comes to us asking for help or a referral, something, we are able to help. Sometimes we are able to perform. If it's move in or move out, you need a post-construction cleaning, those one-timers, we will gladly do for anyone. It doesn't need to be a company. But our regular cleaning service, we really concentrate more on the commercial side rather than the residential. And then we do carpet washing, strip and wax, windows washing. We have great people, great equipment, state-of-the-art equipment for each of those applications. And that's part of what we do and of what differentiates us too.
All right. And last question for you, Louise, is what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs out there and considering going down a path of starting their own business and maintaining their own business? What would be the best piece of advice you could offer?
Find something that you love. You know, it's very hard for you to put your heart in something because you need to. Now, if that's your inclination, if something you like, you know, if you like, you know, to be involved with people, if you like solving problems, then go for something that will involve that because, you know, I know it's cliche, but then you're going to feel that you're not really working. And some people say that they don't feel they worked a day in their life because they were doing what they love. So my first advice would be do something you love. And the second one, don't wait too long or waiting for the right conditions to come, you know, about so you can start. Start it, fight it, you know, work, put hard work and dedication, and you can make it happen.
Awesome. Well, Louise, thank you so much for joining us today. Louise Thomas, owner and president, Modular Cleaning Concepts. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for joining us for another edition of the Mindset Entrepreneur Video Podcast. A special thank you to DaVideo Company for the great job they do in this podcast. And otherwise, we hope you have a good rest of the week.